Oh, well, another quality young quarterback to compete, you know. You know, it definitely, hopefully, make us better, you know. But, I mean, it's exactly what I just said. I mean, I don't know what to expect. You know, I just hope he comes in with a, you know, with the confidence and enthusiasm I know he has. So, that's all we can ask from.
Can we surprise Andre Davis got released?
A little. I thought he played pretty good for us last year, so. And he's a big guy we need in the middle. And I know he was excited about the new signings we had. So, and, you know, I talked to him a little bit. So, it was definitely a surprise. But, you know, it's the nature of the business.
Hey, Champ, in a very short year, you've seen a lot of players come and go. Yep. There's been a constant churn here since Josh took over. Are you and the other guys okay with that, or is it a bit unsettling?
Well, one thing I think everybody has to understand about this league is, you know, when you get a new coach, I don't care where you are, they're going to bring in new coaches, new players. It's just the way it is. And you got to adapt, plain and simple. I mean, I didn't want Andre Davis to go, but the next day, I'm adapting to a new situation. You know, I'm assuming Mario's going to be inside, but I'm not sure. But, you know, it's just the way the game is.
You said Andre is excited about the defensive
message. How have you reacted to it? Oh, I'm really excited, you know, because hopefully we can stop that run with seven people instead of eight. Make my job a little easier.
How big a difference is that between seven and eight? Seriously.
Wow, amazing difference. Because when you can play with split safeties, the corner gets so much protection. But when you got to bring another safety down, it leaves us out there. And, you know, as much as we can do it, as much as we love to do it, I mean, you don't want to do it every play, you know. I mean, but we can do it. If it's not necessary, why put your corners out there like that?
So you love the challenge of it, but how much more effective can you be as a corner to get this
fixed? Very, because I wouldn't say you're taking plays off, but there's times when, you know, you could sit there and not have to run with a guy because you have this zone, you know, and it's not as stressful as, you know, running man-to-man, bump and run, which we did a lot last year. I'm sure we're going to do a lot this year. So, I mean, it's a lifesaver when you got guys up front that can stop the run with seven guys.
Is it one of the new guys up front that one in particular impressed you?
Jamal Williams. Seen him twice a year for the last 6 years. The guy's impressive. I mean, when he was healthy, I all I know is he used to wear our centers out. So I expect him to do the same for us.
What was the first day of workouts like back here? Did you notice any differences, changes to the program?
Well, I noticed not as many guys are here as normal. You know, that's... And I guess, a lot of guys been restricted and all this and that, and new guys coming in, not everybody's going to be here. That's just another thing we got to deal with.
What do you think of the decision by these restricted guys to not show up?
Well, obviously, I wish we'd get a deal done and we wouldn't have this problem, you know, with the CBA deal, you know, and obviously a deal with those guys. And I mean, it's their own choice, you know. If they got problems with their contract, that's their situation. I know, you know, one player in particular, two, Kyle and Elvis Dumervil, because I know they're more personal, on a personal level. They're going to be working hard, so I'm not worried about those two.
Did you believe that you're back? Did you have any doubt?
Say it again?
Did you have any doubt that you would be back this year?
There's always a little doubt. You don't know. I wouldn't have been surprised if I wasn't, you know, but it's just the way this league is. You never know. And, you know, I was prepared for anything.
Obviously, for the next year to 18 months, the CBA is probably going to become a bigger issue. Do you think it will affect some teams at all or not? Or?
Well, I think in what way? I mean, there's a lot of different ways it can affect a lot of people. So.
It puts the business aspect of it more up front. Yeah. In my mind, I don't know if it does it in the player's mind or not.
Well, I know. Like a lot of people on the outside don't understand the business side, and when you get to a situation like this where guys are not getting those long-term deals like they should, they're not unrestricted free agents like they should be, I mean, it affects a lot of guys' careers, and I mean, we're seeing it firsthand with a few guys. So, I mean, with the way the organization handles it, I don't even know the best way to go, because I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. It's a tough deal.
Right, and so, I mean, you said there's guys in the bad locker room that have to deal with situations that aren't ideal for them.
Yeah.
So that, so I'm not saying Kyle or Elvis particularly, but can that become a distraction for students?
Only if you let it. I mean, things like this happen every year. You look at Brandon Marshall's situation last year. I mean, all the so-called distractions early in the season, we start the season 6-0. Things get good, then we start losing out. You tell me. I mean, but it's only if you let it be. I think we're all professionals. We can get over that.
Have you talked to Brandon at all or seen him at all over the last?
Not lately. Not since Pro Bowl. I haven't. But I do plan on giving him a call, see where he's going.
You remember getting ready for Brady Quinn back earlier this season, what it is about his game that you had to prepare for?
Well, we know he has the tools, and I honestly think the guy just needs to be in a good situation. Because I remember watching him in college, and he was great in college. I'm assuming that, you know, our system's probably going to be a little similar to what he saw in college, so... Hopefully that'll help the transition.
Jim, is this an exciting time of the year to get back in the building and get back started
like this? Is that a trick? Wow. Is that a trick question? Don't you work here? Oh, man. No, it's not really exciting. I mean, it's honestly, man, it starts way too early. I think our first game is, what, September? You guys don't even know. It's somewhere in September. And, wow, to start in March, I mean, it is what it is, though. You know, they're paying me a lot of money to come in here and work out with these guys, so I'm going to be here.
Jeff, what was your reaction last week when the Willie Clark verdict came down?
Well, you know, I think it's good to see justice done, but at the same time, you know, it's sad because you got – a young black man killing another young black man. And it's no telling what he'd done before that. Now, this guy's life is completely ruined. He took the life away of a young man. And, I mean, it's sad because, really, you lose two lives in that situation. And it affects a lot more in the process. So it's not a good situation either way you look at it. Whether he's guilty or not guilty, I mean, it's bad. It's bad.
Thanks, champ.
All right, guys.